They all either receive a commission from the purchase or the sale, the issue of title insurance, the mortgage itself. All of those equate a financial conflict of interest.
Correct. Only if the person coming before that board for a special use permit or something is affiliated with that person's business.
Correct. However, this is a proactive policy, not a reactive policy. I get that you have the ability to abstain, but participation and discussion still goes on. If there was complete recusal, that would be one thing, but I don't think that happens very often. And I wish I had the stats with me. I wish I had gotten them from Brian this afternoon, but roughly 66% of all actionable items that make it from the Zoning and Planning Commission revolve around the sale of real property.